Their tendency will be to figure out what you want to hear and deliver only that. This is normal. A learning mindset, however, requires you to resist it. Dr. Lillian brings the lens of an educator to this book, a commitment both to intellectual humility and to the rigorous pursuit of knowledge. Her co-author, Marshall Goldsmith, brings the wisdom of decades spent advising the world's most accomplished leaders, reminding them that the skills that carried them to the top may not be the ones that will sustain them there. Together, they make a compelling case for the learning mindset as an essential quality for leadership. Essential, yes, but you shouldn't imagine that the learning mindset is something you can achieve and be done with, a box to check off. Instead, it's something to aspire to, a journey of progress without a finish line. As a teacher of media literacy, for example, I still find myself doing constant battle against my own confirmation bias. As a business leader, I continually had to resist the comfortable urge to accept business problems as permanently solved and beliefs about the markets, emerging technologies, competitors, and so on, as settled knowledge. The beauty of this book is that it lays out the milestones along the journey that is the learning mindset. The initial gating factor is willingness, the discipline to put curiosity and intellectual humility above the urge to be right. Willingness unlocks the ability to apply intention to your interactions with your team and to nurture a culture of learning in yourself and your organization. I'd encourage you to keep listening then with an open mind. Absorb the lessons and examples in the book, and you'll shift how you see the information flowing through your company and your life. You'll see more broadly and more clearly. You'll end up believing, as I do, that in the near-constant disruptions of the 21st century, a commitment to learning may be the closest thing any company can have to a durable advantage. No one is ever above learning. Tiana Taylor, American singer, songwriter, actress, and choreographer. Introduction. The Rise, Fall, and Rebirth of the Learning Prowess. Has truth lost its relevance? In today's world, we are overwhelmed by the distractions of misinformation, disinformation, clickbait headlines, declining institutional trust, and self-proclaimed experts. Not to mention the allure of celebrity gossip, the endless scroll of social media opinions from friends and strangers alike, political noise, digital scams, and the lingering effects of post-pandemic fatigue. Americans now spend an average of 21 hours per week streaming content, a trend mirrored around the globe, while daily social media use continues to climb. These digital habits often pull us away from meaningful relationships, personal growth, and the pursuit of healthier routines. We are in the midst of a personal time crisis, one that's reshaping how we relate to truth itself. As the boundaries between reality and illusion swing like a pendulum, the very idea of truth becomes blurred, leaving us to question not just what is true, but also whether truth still matters at all. Are we also losing our ability to distinguish fact from fiction? In the midst of this information overload, our mental models are shifting. We may find ourselves clinging to familiar truths simply because they feel recognizable, even if they no longer serve us. At the same time, we often absorb what's presented to us without urgency, curiosity, or critical examination. In this environment, convenience can replace credibility, and familiarity can override fact. This phenomenon, surprisingly, isn't new. Sociologists have long discussed social influence theory, which explains the human tendency to seek conformity and social proof from loved ones, peers, and society at large, especially when our social ties influence our perceptions of reality. This need for validation often stops us from exploring deeper truths and instead leaves us settling for surface-level narratives, keeps us busy, and swayed by a disappearing reverence for the unvarnished truth. Eric Schoenberg, founder of the Alliance for Trust in Media and former editor-in-chief of Fast Company and Inc. magazine, a friend, mentor, and fellow member of the Marshall Goldsmith 100 Coaches, captured this dilemma during a classroom discussion. Eric shares.